بنا من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كان من قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق فدية مسلمة إلى أهله وتحرير رقبة، ومن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين من قبل متتابعين توبة من الله، وكان الله عليما حكيما. In this ruku, and the discussion is that when a Muslim kills a Muslim in error, by mistake, and two forms were discussed of it, that is, one is in warfare, and by mistake you kill one of your own comrades, then there are two things that apply there. One is to give blood money, which is called diya, and the other is to make the kafara of it, and that is to keep 60 rozas consecutively. So there are three different forms of that. That is, when a Muslim, under normal circumstances, in warfare or any other way, in error, by mistake, he gives the fellow Muslim brother, then there are rulings applied to that. Then another case is if a Muslim is living in what is called Darul Harb, that the Muslims haven't got a peace accord, peace treatment with those people. They are our enemies, but a Muslim is living there, and Muslims fight against those people, and in that case, if a person gets killed, then what the rulings are. Now the third case here is, if a person is living with those people, amongst those people, then the Muslims have got a peace accord with them. And if warfare breaks out there and that Muslim gets killed in there, then what is the ruling? So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ. اور اگر وہ تھا ایسے قوم میں سے کہ تم میں اور ان میں عہد ہے. And if that person who was killed, the maqtool, if he was from a people whom you people have got a peace treatment agreement with, that is, you have signed a peace agreement with those people, and that person was there, and there in somehow or some way the Muslim got killed in there, who was living with people that were to whom you have got a peace treaty, then in that case, fatiyatu musallamatun ila ahlihi, to whom aha pahunchaye uske ghar walon ko, then the blood money must be given to his family people, who are then distributed according to their share, what they should get from him in inheritance. According to that, this blood money must be given. And together with that, with the harir or rakabati mu'mina, or azad karne kare gardan ek musalman ki, and they must free one slave also. And if you haven't got a slave to free, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَسْتِيَامُ شَهَرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعِينَ. پھر جس کو میسر نہ ہو تو روزے رکھے دو مہینے کے برابر. Then that person must fast for 2 months consecutively. Every day for 2 months he must fast. This then, توبتم من اللہ منا بخشوانکو اللہ سے, is then is the expiation, that the cancellation of his son, is his tawbah, is accepted by Allah, that he made that mistake, he killed a fellow Muslim in error, in just circumstances. Then in this case, the tawbah from Allah is that he must give the blood money also, and he must give the fidya also. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. اور اللہ جاننے والا حکمت والا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala is the one that has full knowledge, and what together with Allah's knowledge, full wisdom also. And all the three cases which have been discussed here with the starting of the quote of وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً, that it is not proper, it is not expected, it is not at all allowed that a Muslim kills a Muslim, but by in error if he kills him. And then the three different situations were discussed. All this understanding is based on the great and complete knowledge of Allah and the great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Our knowledge can never reach all these things, and we have no wisdom with regard to any matter. For us it is to submit wholly to Allah Ta'ala and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. where these situations don't apply to us today. Unfortunately, there is no jihad in the world, and the Islamic Khilafat doesn't exist. So, but the principles which are here, they are to be understood and applied to in our lives. So that is important. And basically, we believe in the whole Quran and we accept it. Amanna wa saddaqna. We believe fully what Allah Ta'ala has revealed and we accept it wholeheartedly. That is the sign of a Muslim. And whatever applies to us, those things we should make our amal on those things. May Allah give us tawfiq to read the Quran, understand the Quran, practice of the Quran, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts from us.